This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Quiet, everybody.
Shh. Quiet on the set.
Quiet on the set. And
Porque.
Action.
All right, read your script.
Oh, what does my script say?
Line.
I forgot my line, Yuzi.
It is Get Her Done Tuesday.
Oh, Get Her Done Tuesday. It is. Oh, my God. It's going to be like 72 degrees today. It's going to be a perfect California day.
Yes, it is.
Mm.
I think they were saying occasional showers on Thursday.
Yep. I heard that, too.
And then, I know, because that word really stuck with me at KCBS.
Right.
Occasional. John Evans, thanks, occasional. And then he said a couple of occasionals, possibly this weekend.
Yeah.
But
which
mostly,
is fine. I'll take a little bit, right? Yeah. I mean, I'm happy to take a little bit of rain here. We need a little, but wouldn't it be nice if it wasn't 30 degrees and we woke up every morning anymore?
Yeah,
oh, my plants! My plants are
gotten
beat out of them. I've had to pull stuff out already that I've
recently purchased.
Well, within the last year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's dead.
Is your cat frozen? Because I know you leave that thing out.
Oh.
No, the cat's fine. It has a fur coat on.
Its own fur coat. It's built-in fur coat.
Did the plants I give you freeze? That nice little...
Oh, the succulents?
Yeah.
No, they are good.
Those things are powerful. That's why I like them so much.
They actually, I mean, they can get some scarring on them, they say, succulents, you know, just from the, but for the most part, they all seem okay. Thanks for asking, Hooman.
Well,
so, you know, it had to deal with him, though, Sarah. It all came back to Hooman.
Sure. I mean, are Hooman's plants okay?
Got you.
You should get me some more plants.
Well.
Yeah, me too, Hooman. I want some.
I'll take
some. Well, I got you something.
Use that.
My orchid?
That's right.
I know. It's on my desk. I'm always like, what does he want from me? He's buttering me up for something. He's very calculated on when he asks me things.
Who are we talking about?
You.
You, sir. Hooman.
Hooman.
I'm like, okay, he's buttering me up. What does he want? Oh, a day off?
I don't even know why he bothers to butter you up. He just takes one. Are you off Friday for some
reason? Yeah, he's off Friday for... Well, he asked me about a month ago. Mm.
When things are a month away, they just seem like, well, that'll never happen. Sure, whatever you want. Who cares?
I'm like, no, you can't take off this Friday. It's Tuesday. No.
You have to ask a month in advance.
Uh-huh.
So today, Vinny is, I think it's his travel day because he was at Disneyland. So I can't wait to hear all his stories.
Yeah.
And how much fun him and the Grommet had. I can't believe he's having another baby. I'm still kind of stunned from it. I mean, it's great.
I'm not stunned.
Oh, you did you? Because I really believe that he was like, I'm not having another one.
No, I'm not stunned by it. I'm a little stung.
Oh, you're stung because he didn't tell you first?
Well, he didn't prepare us.
No, I mean, we've been saying it for how long? I know, everyone. We're going to bitch about this again. This will be probably the last time because it's getting old, even on me.
Sure about that.
I'd like to forget about it. But
does his dishonesty bother you?
No, it's not.
What is it?
If I don't have trust in someone, I don't have anything.
Oh,
there
like
it
I don't
is.
Want to deal with you. If I can't trust you, you know me.
Mm.
If I can't trust you, I can't be dealing with you.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like it is his right to not tell us for 3 months. That's, you know, that's sort of a standard thing.
That
you
is
never
standard.
Know what's going to happen.
And possibly, you know, Dusty, in case something happened or Dusty.
Sure.
So, yes, everyone, I will get over this too. But
you
but
can still like, trust him. Yeah. It's just nice.
You guys tell me everything.
I know. So, no Vinny today. He's traveling.
Mm-hmm.
But I am so excited about the beautiful weather today because I'm taking a long walk with Susan Larkin.
Oh, boy.
Susie and I are going to go to... Do you think people call her Susie? She doesn't really seem like a Susie, does she? I'm
going to
call her Susie.
That.
So we're
don't
going.
Don't get on her bad side.
I know. I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have a little lunchy today.
Where are you guys going?
We're
going
to go to Fog City.
Okay.
I haven't been there in. I think I went there for lunch with Ron Owens, like, in 99.
Is it still Fox City, or did
you
something else?
Yeah, no, it's still Fox. I was there recently.
Okay. Oh, how is it? Do you recommend anything?
Well, it's okay. I got the veggie burger.
You're such a...
Without a bun.
God, you're so difficult.
Well, yeah.
Yep. Okay. So anyway, we're gonna go to lunch. I have a million things to talk to her about. I want to thank her about the interns and make sure that, you know.
Yeah.
Because I think that when they get the bill for the interns for the first month, they're gonna be like, "What?" I'm like, I know. I just want to make sure
that
she
into
knows.
A microphone.
Oh, sorry. Just edit that out.
No, don't mention the bill.
I'm just going to be so thankful and how much it means to us. Because honest to God, every day, I know this is like stupid.
Yeah, they're going to be all, now that you have interns, Bryn, Yuzette, Vaughn, and Hooman get less pay.
Well, I don't think you get any less for us. Please.
We're going to cut back a mare hour, so
working for free now?
You're actually going to be paying us for coming in. That's crazy.
We'll sign up with Sarah's Incorporated.
Sign up with. I'll pay you out of my company. That'll actually make my company seem a little more valid. So we're gonna have lunch, and I'm going to talk to her about the... I know that this doesn't... probably mean much to people listening, but I was so heartbroken after the intern program went away, because I started as an intern. I think you started as an intern, right?
I did five internships.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
Bryn
was an intern of ours. Hooman was sort of an intern. I mean, he folded t-shirts.
Kind of a intern / assistant.
But, and so many people in... Because, you know, we've been here 21 years, and the... You wouldn't believe how many people who work, not just in this building, but in radio and television in this area and beyond, and in publicity and promotion, you wouldn't believe how many of them are our former interns. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, I've said the Farm League before, and I really do feel like this is where people come in and catch that radio, that entertainment bug. And... it was heartbreaking to me that wasn't happening anymore, because we've met so many. I mean, I think Bryn's a great example of it, just because he sits on our show.
I made it.
You made it, baby.
Looks like you made it.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of singing today. I'm going to warn people ahead of time, without Vinny here to stop us.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be a lot of singing. Bryn and I were already singing.
What were you guys singing?
I forget what song,
song
it was.
It
just came up and we started singing. See, that's how bad
what
it
was.
Is.
It was some idea. Old, like, soft rock 70s hit or
and
something.
And he knew it?
Oh,
no, he started singing.
Hello. You walked in and I said, hello. And you're like, is it me you're looking for?
Lionel Richie.
And then he said, because I see it in your eyes. I can see it in your smile.
See, all right.
You're all I've ever hoped.
All right, party's
for.
Over.
My arms are open wide.
In the role of Vinny, Bryn.
Oh, no, in the role of Vinny. Scott Capurro. Scott is going to... Listen, Scott's back.
Shady's
Scott Capurro. Guess who's back? And he is...
He says.
He's going to be very... I mean, he's not a comedian today. He's a newsman.
Yes.
So he's going to be sitting in and giving, you know, witty, brilliant comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Not comedy. Sorry, that was the wrong word, Scott. Commentary. So we have a big day planned for you guys today.
Nice.
Yep, it's gonna be excellent. And then I'm off for my lunch. And
yay!
I'm excited. I don't know if it's just like the company. I know there's a lot more meetings and stuff that we're going to with Entercom and stuff. But mm-hmm. I actually am feeling, you know, so jazzed about the new company. Like I'm, you know, especially now that I'm locked down for a little while here. I'm like, yep.
You better feel jazzed.
I know. I better. So, but I'm psyched. Like, I'm having lunch with Susan. Like, it's amazing. And we all have another lunch scheduled with her. It's fantastic. Anyway, welcome to our...
Well, it's nice that she cares.
She does seem to genuinely care.
Mm-hmm. All the hellos, all the nice to see you, all the hugs, all the smiles.
Jeez, I mean, even Michael Martin came in and was shooting the ass with
that
you guys.
That was a miracle.
That was delightful.
Come on.
I mean...
Let's call that what that was. We prayed about that on Sunday, holding hands, and it happened.
It is actually true. Hooman just wants to be friends with Michael Martin so bad.
We all do.
We all do, yeah.
Well, I'm already friends with him, so I don't
know. Yeah, exactly. You're the only one.
Yeah.
But I saw him walk in there, and he's standing there, and you guys are yucking it up. I'm like, what? Is God?
Are they getting fired?
I don't think there's a lot of yucking it up in the firing sessions. But
don't even talk like that. How dare you two?
No. Oh my God. Anyway, so things are. This is a.
It's a brand new day.
Knockwood, it is a brand new day, and I'm hoping that it's, you know, this is
just
the start
gets
of
better.
It right.
It feels good.
It does. It feels great. Even just like going down and meeting the kids at the other radio station the other day.
Yeah.
Like it just she's just inspiring kind of like a, you know, that sort of family team thing that sometimes is missing from radio.
You know, we posted the picture of all of us on our Instagram. You'd think they'd do the same for us, but I guess not.
Oh my God!
Oh,
are you?
Man,
what is the matter with
don't
you?
Don't take away what we just put
out
there.
Yeah, we're just trying to be. We are a font of positivity today.
Okay, are we?
What
okay.
are you doing today? You must have a million nonprofits to go to.
I got
to
go see Wrinkle in Time with Tommy Iago tonight.
So that's exciting!
Very exciting. Yes. I'm gonna have lunch with Corey Rosen for the first time because he's
Corey!
Gonna be because you guys approved him doing Wrinkle in Time. Ready Player One.
Oh my God.
He's going to review that.
Oh, good.
I miss Corey. Why has he not been around? Is he super movie making busy?
Well, he got married and kids, and you know how it is.
I do.
Is he still doing his troupe?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think he still does the improv. Yeah. And I think he's still doing visual effects for, like, you know, as a freelancer for.
Well, I can't wait to catch up with him.
Is he going to come with us that day to Ready Player One?
I think so, yeah.
We're having a special screening, Ready Player One, coming up later this month, where we're going to be able to invite listeners. You have to win your way in.
Right.
So
and
probably do that
next week.
And it's midday,
too.
Yeah.
It's like you're going to have to be
11 a.m.
Right. But so exciting. And for anybody who read the book, I wanted to make it hard. Like, you have to have read the book, and here's trivia questions about it. And every one of them, you know, the meeting that Yuzi and I were having as we walked down a hallway. everyone at that.
Those horrible Yuzi hallway meetings.
just looked at me and goes, we can't do that. So it's going to be
different things, like different rules.
Absolutely.
Intercom has different way of doing things. That's fine too.
You can't always have my way.
Yeah, Sarah, believe it or not.
I know. It's hard to believe.
One of my buddies is, he's going to propose. And he wants to have a planning meeting on the proposal and to do it.
Because he knows you're the expert?
Yeah, and
this is something you're doing today, a meeting
Yeah,
about...
you said, what are you doing today?
I'm
listing them all off.
Oh, this is amazing.
Okay?
You're having
a planning
yeah,
on. Moving on.
I'm looking at my calendar.
A planning meeting for someone's engagement. Is this person
so, like,
money?
So, for example, I'll give you an example. Like, Bryn said, hey, bro, I'm going to propose.
Bryn.
And I said, where are you going to do it? He goes, probably my apartment. I'm like, lame.
I was gonna do it on the roof of my apartment with the view of, like, you know,
that's still kind of
it's fine.
So I said,
I'd have dinner up there.
I said,
let
me call Epic Steak, have them put a champagne and
let me grab the
champagne in a room for you, and you know, you could surprise
that
her.
Did work out though. It was really beautiful. Thank you, human.
You have you had a whole video of it and everything.
Yeah, I did.
So, I'm gonna sit down with another one of my buddies. And
is this one of your rich buddies? Like, does, you know, is he gonna be able to, like, parachute?
What's,
like,
his name?
Well, hopefully. Well,
I'm kidding. I just wanted to see.
I always thought one of the coolest ways to propose, which I would never do this because I would never jump out of a plane.
Is it the avocado?
Oh, an avocado! Thank you.
Thanks.
No, I thought that if two people jump out of an airplane together, like you and your, you know, person you're hoping to be betrothed to. And then when your parachute's open, of course, you know, you're looking down. But then you might look up at your parachute and it would say,
marry me.
You know, marry me.
Oh, that's
me,
a good one.
Whoever.
Yeah. I'll tell you one that's a little bit better than that.
God, you're such a one-upper.
Go ahead, one-up me.
You're the worst.
One of my buddies.
Yeah.
By the way, this dude's divorced, so this is ultimately
so
what it is. So don't do this.
It really worked out.
So one of my buddies, him and his at the time girlfriend, they got their scuba licenses, and he said, "Hey, I found a place where we can scuba dive, and there's a ship down there." And we can swim in and out of this ship.
I remember this story.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me.
He set it up with a couple other scuba divers, professionals, to kind of have a trail leading to kind of like a hidden treasure down there in the ship.
I love it.
And she's like, he sort of led her to it, but she really felt like she found it on her own. And she's like, you know, showing him underwater, like little chest and a key. And anyway, she brings it up and opens it on the shore. And there's a note in there. It says, "Will you marry me with a diamond ring?"
So that's sweet.
That's wonderful.
Isn't it?
It's too bad he didn't put that much effort into the actual marriage.
Yeah, wow. That's true. It's his fault, I'm sure.
Right. It always is.
It's always the dude, always apparently.
When I was...
when you're a girl, it is.
I hope you took half.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah. At least. when I was co-hosting with Don Blue, we did a wedding where they were underwater.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, yeah. How fun.
Mm-hmm. Is it?
So they just nodded, I do?
No, they had a whole, it was a whole setup. Like, Don, actually, because Don also did the marriage.
Oh.
So he had to go take.
Well, he was underwater, too.
Yeah, he had to take scuba lessons to do it underwater. Oh, and I think we did it at Six Flags.
How did they talk?
We had some mics set up inside their...
Astronaut suit.
Some kind of like one of those helmet
heads. Yeah, I get it now.
But it was pretty cool.
Is it? Well, yeah. I mean, the woman can't wear a kick-ass dress.
Then you can't kiss the bride. Kiss the bride.
Well, I mean, kiss the bride.
You come up and, you know, I think that's when they kiss. And I think she wore something. I can't remember. It was so long ago. I can't remember exactly what
it was. Cape?
The Shaws of Sunset did what you're saying, where he proposed after when they were skydiving.
Oh!
Yeah, but I'm always worried, like, oh, the ring is gonna... Ah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. I didn't even think about the ring in my scenario. I guess if you tie a little string to it or something.
Yeah.
Like
who
knows? A really strong string.
Oh, just wait till you land. You
yeah, 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 yeah. Just show, just be like...
He had a message on the ground, like, Jessica, will you marry me? Or something like that. But so what do you got? You're gonna
I'm gonna sit down with him. I've got a couple ideas.
Of course,
he wants to do it where he proposes and then, you know, she says yes, which she's going to, and then they walk into the other room and all of the family and friends are there.
Oh, it'll really suck if she says no.
I know. Do you ever watch the YouTube? Do you ever watch the YouTube videos of the chick saying no?
No.
At the baseball stadium or at the basketball game?
Oh no, I haven't.
Dude will fall on a knee and the girl will be like no, and will walk up in front of hundreds of thousands of people.
I've seen a couple, I guess.
And run like back into the bleachers and hide.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Really, I mean, the cameras are following.
I'll post that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook.
Oh, please do. That's wonderful. Yes, put the no videos up there.
No, do the yes ones.
Well, those aren't.
We're gonna positivity here.
It's gonna be a real bummer if this chick says no and he walks into a big surprise party alone.
Everybody's all oh.
Well, it's nice to be surrounded by your family and friends.
After yes, there's drinks here.
You know, when your heart's broken.
Right. Somebody give me a bourbon.
All right. It is, it's 6:02 on Get Her Done Tuesday. Scott Capurro will be joining us. He's right now preparing his 6:30 news break.
Is.
So he's very busy. He's going to be an amazing reporter today. Vinny will be back tomorrow. So a little bit of a weird show, probably a lot of singing. Also, Scott Capurro loves to sing. Unfortunately, Scott is he's not a great singer. An enthusiastic singer, but not a great singer. Is he yelling anything right now? Like, yes,
not
I can
yet.
Sing.
I can pull up some Barbara for
him.
Oh,
later. Yeah. Actually,
oh, God,
I have a Barbara
please.
Story for him.
Oh, do you really?
Of course I do. Oh. She cloned those dogs. I want to hear all about that. I'm sure he knows all the ins and outs. He's going to clone Edson if anything happens to Edson. All right, KLSE, KLSE, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy Tuesday. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.